How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Dietrich von Haddon, born May 17, 1973, is an American gospel singer, songwriter, pianist, arranger, producer, choir director, and pastor. Haddon launched his solo career as a Christian R&B vocalist with Lost and Found in 2002. The album peaked at number one on Billboard's top gospel albums charts. Receiving worldwide acclaim, the hit Sinner's Prayer was played extensively on gospel and mainstream radio. Crossroads followed in 2004 with an upbeat single called God is Good. Haddon made an appearance on the long-running syndicated series Soul Train. He performed the single and the title track from the album on the program. He appeared to be expanding into mainstream venues with 7 Days, released in October of 2006. Dietrich Haddon and the Voices of Unity's Live the Life won Gospel Music Workshop of America's Excellence Award for New Artist of the Year, Urban Contemporary, and Album of the Year, Urban Contemporary. In September of 2008, Haddon released an album called Revealed with the popular single Love Him Like I Do, featuring Mary Mary and Ruben Studdard. In 2010, Haddon made his acting debut in the movie released directly to DVD entitled Blessed and Cursed. In 2012, he released Church on the Moon, his 5th album with Verity Records. The album debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Top Gospel charts and number 65 on the Billboard Top 200. He was part of the cast of the reality series Preachers of LA. The show began airing in 2013 on the Oxygen Network. Artist Adia was born Destiny Adia Andrews in St. Louis, Missouri on May 15, 1991. While she was growing up, she spent her time in Aurora, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. She graduated from Sparkman High School in 2009. It was just outside of Huntsville, Alabama, that she considers to be her hometown. Her music career started in 2012 with the release of Incomplete. That was on Dietrich Haddon's A Beautiful Soul with Emerged Records. Her debut single and music video, Rags to Riches, came out on March 14, 2014. Her second single, Torn Identity, was released just before her album. Her debut studio album, Behind Enemy Lines, released in August of 2014. The album charted on the Billboard Top Gospel Albums chart at number 38. In August of 2016, she released a cover track entitled We All Want Love via Red 3 Digital Learning Center. A Stellar Award is an award presented by SAGMA to recognize achievements in the gospel music industry. This annual presentation ceremony features performances by prominent gospel artists and the presentation of those awards that have a more popular interest. The Stellars were the first major gospel music awards ceremony held annually. The first Stellar Award ceremony was held in 1984. For 2025, the nominees have been announced and will announce a portion of them each week right here on the Gospel News. In Category 1, Artists of the Year, the nominees are CeCe Winans, Jason Nelson, Kenny Lewis in One Voice, Pastor Mike Jr., and Tamela Mann. Category 2, Song of the Year, Amen, Pastor Mike Jr., Clap My Way, Fred Jerkins III, and Micah Lee. I Prayed for You, Said a Prayer, Major Johnson Finley. That's My King, CeCe Winans, and Yahweh, featuring Melvin Crispell III and Jason Nelson. Category 3, Male Artists of the Year, Chandler Moore, Dietrich Haddon, Doc McKenzie, Jason Nelson, and Pastor Mike Jr. Category 4, Albertina Walker, Female Artists of the Year, Adia, CeCe Winans, Dorinda Clark Cole, Karen Clark Sheard, and Lisa Page Brooks. And Category 5, Duo Chorus Group of the Year, Dietrich Haddon featuring Demita and Tasha Page Lockhart, FKNM, Fred Hammond, Keith Staten, and Marcus Cole, Ted and Sherry, and the group Fire. That's our Stellar Award-winning nominees for this week and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.